This episode of the Jordan Taylor Show is brought to you by my extremely itchy legs. Seriously, what is wrong with me?
Hey everyone, my name is Josh.
My name is Sarah Taylor, and you're listening to the Jordan Taylor Show.
And it is the Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome, guys. Today, we've got a lot of disappointing things to talk about. My video did not actually release tonight, which it was supposed to. It's already late. What happened? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and just kind of how to deal with not doing what you said you were going to do to the thousands of people that are waiting for you to do that thing. So let's talk about that today. But first, if you want to be a part of the intro of my show, the three people that were on my intro today that introduced this show, I've said introduced a million times, how you become a part of that is you wait to the last segment of this amazing show, and what you're going to do is applaud me for the amazing job I did. After you do that, the next day I will contact you, I will call you on Anchor, and I will say, hey, you want to be on the show? Maybe it could be you tomorrow. So anyways, that was a very long-winded way of saying that I just want 200,000 applause, okay? I'm very close, I'm at like 194 or something like that, so please, you know, just, you know, I will bribe you, I will do anything, I just want to get to 200,000, okay? Guys, let's talk tonight about why I didn't do my video. What is wrong with me? Why do I lie? Everyone is one. Wondering, Jordan, why do you lie? Why do you lie? Okay, so what is your problem, Jordan? Why do you lie to us? This is the question that has been posed to me 100,000 times by these imaginary people that don't actually say this. But look, I know that you guys are thinking it. I don't really know. I don't really know what my exact problem is, but for some reason, ever since I moved into this new house, it has just been so extremely hard for me to just be able to do a video and edit it in a week. I don't know why. It's like, it seems bizarre. It's like, it's one video. Like, why is that so hard for me to do? And I don't know the answer to that. And so, like, I post tweets, you know, these optimistic tweets. And I quote, I posted this today, okay? The plan is to have a video up tonight. All you need to know is that it's called $2,000 water bill, .. BRB. Okay? Huge interactions, okay, huge, quote unquote huge, but a lot of interactions from people about that. Very excited, very scared for me, okay. Jordan spent $2,000 on a water bill. Is he broke now? Maybe. But why? It's a question that I pose to myself all the time, like, as I sit here tonight, anchoring with you guys, like, what is my problem? Why is it that ever since I moved into this new house, it is so hard for me to do a video a week? Like, I've said this before, but I think one of the reasons is that it's just hard, just because we're like, you know, working on the house and stuff like that, so I don't really have a designated place that I film videos. My computer is now in the living room, like, on this chest thing, and it doesn't feel like home yet. I mean, it's gonna take a while for it to truly feel like home, since I lived in my other house my entire life. But like, it would feel more like home if everything was in its proper place, and it's not right now, and it's not a big deal. It's just kind of like, it makes it really hard for me to not have, you know, an exact designated place that I film videos and stuff like that. And I mean, like, this house is very aesthetic or whatever, so I feel like it's going to be a great place to film just in general. But as of right now, it just is really hard for me, and it's bizarre, you know. It's one video a week. People put out a video every day. Like, why? So, like, what's the problem? And let's also, like, now, I
Just let me get my thoughts. I'll come back in 5 seconds. Okay, so I collected my thoughts. Now it's like it's more like with my videos, I like to have more of a purpose as to why the video is being created. Whereas like before, I would like do an Ask Jordan episode, or I would do like a quiz video where I would take some random BuzzFeed quiz. But I don't know, like I'm not so much interested in that as much anymore, which is strange, because like they're really, you know, they're pretty fun to do. I was getting kind of tired of doing Ask Jordan episodes, but like the quiz videos, they took a lot of time to edit, but they were generally like really, really fun to do and everything like that. But I think that the reason why I don't really, I'm sorry if I'm rambling, I'm just trying to collect my thoughts here, but I think the reason why I don't really, I'm not really drawn to doing one of those, if like it's like, well, I can't come up with anything, like what do I do? I'm not just naturally like, oh, I'll do an Ask Jordan, or I'll do a quiz video or something. It's like, because now that my life is a little different now and stuff, being married and having a house and everything, it's like I kind of want to include that into my videos more, or like kind of just have it be more of like, not necessarily like a story, but kind of like I just want to be able to fill you guys in on what's going on in like an entertaining way, that's not just like being asked questions, you know, like on an Ask Jordan. Like that's kind of how I don't really think I'm making that much sense, but I just kind of want my videos to be more of like an integral part of like what is going on in my life, but it's also kind of like done in a funny way. So like the video with me and Sarah, and we went out to eat wearing all the strange like Goodwill clothes, like that was, I don't know, like I feel like that kind of progress the story of like mine and Sarah's relationship and stuff like that. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. That's kind of it's kind of like an abstract thought. It's not something that I've like really sat here and thought about a lot, but just kind of talking it out now, I feel like that's kind of more why I find it a little more difficult. And it was kind of ever since I got engaged to Sarah that it started to immediately be harder to do a video every single week. Was there was just so much going on now. It wasn't just kind of like, you know, I don't know. The video is going to be filmed tomorrow, and it will come out either tomorrow night or on Monday. And I've never posted a video on a Monday, I don't think, on my channel. I mean, obviously I've posted many videos on Blind Mikau's channel on Monday, but like on Jordan Taylor videos, I've never posted a video on a Monday. So I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think that the video it's going to be, if I can tell the story, in a compelling way, because it's just so bizarre. The $2,000 water bill story is just very, very bizarre. So I'm just trying to think, like, I don't really want to edit it a ton, because I think it's going to be interesting if I just leave it as is. But there's also a couple things now that I'm sitting here kind of like dwelling on it for like a couple days. I'm like, man, I don't know, maybe there could be a couple funny things that I could do of edit wise. So hey, it might be a good thing that I kind of waited, because I'm kind of thinking of a couple more things maybe I could do, but we'll see about that. But the video will come out. I'm not going to wait to post it on next Friday. It will come out either tomorrow night or on Monday at some point. So yeah, I'll keep you guys updated on here tomorrow and Monday on what's going on with all that. But thank you so much for sticking with me. I know it's kind of weird. I just kind of am all over the place nowadays. But I hope that kind of makes the channel interesting, and I hope that the channel is kind of going into more of a like, I don't know, like a direction that every video is, you know, kind of not just entertaining, but it also kind of like shows something that's going on in my life or something, if that makes sense. I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out the exact direction of the channel and everything like that. Now that, you know, I'm married and everything, it's just a lot to think about. So thank you for hanging tight and sticking with me. Anyways, that's enough talk about that. I don't want to just sit here and make excuses or anything. But I got a call in, and I want us all to take a listen, and I will attempt to answer it. Here we go.
So, Jordan, I literally just downloaded Anchor because you said this is how you whiten your teeth naturally. And you mentioned oil pulling, but then you didn't tell us the ingredients that Sarah uses for your toothpaste. And I need to know because my teeth need to be whitened and I am broke and I am sick of buying store-bought toothpaste. So literally, you have to tell us. Please tell us. I downloaded Anchor so that you would tell me. So you're welcome. I have Anchor now. Bye-bye. Tell me.
Grace, thank you. It made me laugh. I'm glad that you downloaded Anchor to figure out how to whiten your teeth. I knew I could grab your attention and get you over here. Darn it. Here's the thing, okay? I don't exactly know because Sarah is the one who makes it. Okay, you know what? I'm sitting here on the couch. Sarah's out on the phone, but you know what? I'm gonna interrupt her and ask her just one second. I'm walking to the through the door. I'm opening up the door. Here we go. Sarah, look, I know that you're on the phone. I know that, but we got an amazing call in from Grace. Okay, she downloaded Anchor because she wanted to know what was in this darn toothpaste because she's broke and she's tired of buying this conventional toothpaste. Garbage, we could say a worse word, but she needs to know, and I don't know what's in the toothpaste, so okay. Why don't you tell Grace? I think that's her name.
It's I think calcium bentonite clay. It's actually a facial mask.
Sarah, this person's broke and you're telling her to buy clay?
Well, she's gotta buy ingredients. It's not that expensive. It's called like the kind I use, it's called like Ink and Secrets or Aztec Secrets, something like that. Or you can also use this other stuff that's actually white instead of green, because this clay is green. It's kind of weird to brush your teeth with. But there's another one called, actually I'd have to look at the bag, but it's another like calcium something or other. And then there's also essential oils. That will be your pricey ingredient.
What essential oils did you use?
I used peppermint, clove, and I think either lemon or orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I used. And then I also put charcoal, activated charcoal, but that would be an optional ingredient. That's just for tooth whitening.
She wants. That's what Grace needs.
Well then, if you want to just whiten your teeth.
Grace needs to whiten her teeth. Forget the toothpaste. Okay, then, this is pricey.
Then just buy activated charcoal and brush your teeth with it. And then kind of let it sit on your teeth for a couple minutes. And to add extra whitening, if you do have some really high quality, Young Living orange or lemon essential oil, and you put that with it, it'll make it super whitening. Brush your teeth with that.
But always, consult your dentist and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anyway, so Sarah is apparently saying activated charcoal. Okay, look, I don't understand all these fancy words. I'm not, I make YouTube videos. I don't understand all this, but she read it somewhere. It's probably on I don't even know where. So, you know what? Just do these things, apparently, and you'll be okay. Thank you for downloading this amazing app. Join the party, join the club. Thank God you're here. So there you have it, guys. It all is revealed, okay? Why I lie to you guys. What my problem is. I explained it in the most unconfusing way. You know everything now. Thank you guys so much for listening tonight. I played football for a little while this morning to just, get the blood flowing, get the brain working, and it didn't work because it just made me completely dead tired that I fell asleep. Okay, here's what happened. I had all my lights out, ready to film this video, and honestly, I was sitting on the couch and I fell asleep. I'm not even kidding you. And I woke up. And I was like, the heck? It's too late now. Once I put this thing into Premiere, it's over. I'm not gonna be able to stay awake and edit this. And so, anyways, it was just a, gosh. I wanted to be dark outside so that the lighting would be interesting and I would have a couple lights on. It was gonna look kind of depressing because it's a depressing story. But it's a total disaster, guys. I basically fell asleep. What else do you want me to say? I fell asleep. Thank you guys so much for listening tonight. I will keep you in the loop when this video is being posted and everything. So thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you later. Have a great rest of the day. Pray for everybody in Florida. My pop-up does live there, so hopefully he stays safe. Just please, Irma, please.